Now, another sound of summer from one of our listeners. This one takes us back to hot days in Michigan.
It's summertime. My name is Kelly Morgan. I'm a physician living in Lansing, Michigan, not far from Battle Creek, also known as the cereal capital of the world. I grew up there, and the sounds of summer I remember were those of a locomotive burdened town. Long trains crossing dozens of intersections as they would weave through our city, feeding the town with nutrients for cereal production. For the driver stuck at the passages, the clang, clang, clang of the numerous crossing gates would give way to children arguing in the back seats of waiting cars, dogs barking at other dogs, and grandmother swearing at the locomotive moving slower than a snail's pace. Eventually, the train would pass, the gate crossing would rise, and a bolus of cars would cautiously cross the uneven tracks. Those daring enough would weave madly from one lane to the other, jockeying for position in an attempt to cross as many tracks as possible before the next train would cut off the line of cars, like a tourniquet clamping its artery. On a bad day, a 262-car train would stop in front of our vehicle, and my siblings and I would have only counted 131 cars. The train would back up to car 62, move inches, and halt in front of our station wagon, where it would remain at a dead stop for 30 minutes. With summer now here, the complex sounds of a slow-moving locomotive take me back to the wondrous time where music and voices flowed from waiting cars, factories buzzed, and a city sat patiently with the air smelling of cereal sweetness.
Listener Kelly Morgan with her memories of summer sounds in Battle Creek, Michigan.
This is NPR News.